This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The USDA expected to make an announcement soon on how they'll help America's farmers. Joining us, Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, as we're recording this on Wednesday, we're waiting what the USDA is going to do to help dairy farmers and all of agriculture.
Well, the futures markets are telling a terrible tale right now for what the spring holds for dairy farmers. We're looking at margins that are worse than what we saw here in 2009. And it's going to be a very, very painful spring if things don't turn around. So there's certainly a great urgency for USDA to respond to the request that National Milk made last week about what specifically we'd like to see. We know USDA is going to spend billions and billions of dollars helping farmers of a variety of commodities, but dairy has been uniquely damaged by the downturn in markets given the coronavirus pandemic and the fact that a lot of business in the food service industry has just disappeared here in the past month. So specifically what we're looking for is a way to incentivize a reduction in production this spring so that we can bring supply and demand into better alignment. We'd also like to see USDA help stimulate the market for dairy products by buying up products and then donating them to food banks. And then the other thing we'd like to see is compensation for all producers and milk processors for any milk that has to be disposed of because of the supply chain disruptions caused by the COVID outbreak.
Is it likely that the USDA will move forward on some of these requests soon?
Well, we're certainly optimistic that USDA is going to do something to help dairy farmers. Some other people have talked about just giving farmers a check and that being the end of it. We wanted to have what we call a market balancing assistance program, something that's voluntary, something that's temporary, but something that ultimately helps address the really huge gap between supply and demand. Obviously, the downturn in demand, particularly among restaurants and food service chains, that's happening at the worst time because we're right in the middle of the spring flush. And so we estimate that there's at least a 10% imbalance between supply and demand right now. And that's why you're seeing literally from coast to coast, farms having to dump milk right there on the farm because there's not any point in trying to get it processed and send it to a market that no longer exists. So that's why we really think, in addition to compensating farmers for that disposed of milk and for helping with the demand by buying up products, that if we're going to have a direct payment to farmers, it really needs to be linked to a way to reduce production right now.
You know, from a PR standpoint, the consumer hears about the dumping of milk out there when there's shortages and long lines at the food bank. I would think the top priority, helping to feed America with dairy products.
Yes, and in fact, last week, National Milk, along with the International Dairy Foods Association and Feeding America, which is the trade group for the nation's food banks, we jointly sent a letter to USDA specifying the types of products that we would like to see the agency buy and then donate to feeding programs. We know that tens of millions of Americans are already out of work. There will be more in the unemployment lines this spring and summer. There's going to be a lot of need building for food that the government can help provide, and that's why we think partnering with other associations to really stress the urgency of getting dairy products into the hands of food insecure Americans, that's going to be very, very important going forward.
For sure. All in this together, trying to logistically make it all work. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org.